LeanCast, product innovation and UX design with Bonanza Design.
Hello, hello, and welcome to LeanCast Shorts. In this episode, let's explore the latest news in the Web3 and Metaverse world. And to start, this month, the city of Chiangmai, China, announced that it's aiming at a metaverse-powered city. The city's government has proposed a set of guidelines to facilitate its transition into a metaverse power. The action plans to identify each of the technologies that the municipality must prioritize to achieve its objective of establishing a metaverse economy worth $52 billion, while also assisting in the formation of 10 innovative companies in the region. In order to achieve this objective, the city intends to house at least 10 innovative leading enterprises in the metaverse industry and 100 companies that present metaverse-related technology, all of which will have international reach. The document proposes a series of tasks to achieve this objective, including adding a digital component to various activities and industries, such as virtual businesses, education with virtual reality, and tourism and entertainment with a virtual component. Another place that is tapping into the metaverse world is Spain. The country announced last week that it will launch a number of grants and other forms of financial assistance to encourage the growth of activities related to the metaverse. The Spanish government is looking to offer grants to companies and individuals who meet certain criteria in order to encourage the development of metaverse projects, and it has the intention of allocating more than $4 million in grants to various organizations. Companies and people in the European Union who are working on projects relevant to the metaverse will be eligible to receive grants from the initiative. In order to be eligible for the grant, potential beneficiaries are required to have at least 25% of their organization comprised by female members. The first group of funds will be intended solely for the gaming and entertainment industry. However, the ministry is working on a process that will include grants for projects that use more experimental technology, such as virtual, augmented, and extended reality. The Spanish government projects that the value of the metaverse will be greater than $1 billion by the year of 2026, and is working to position the country to profit from its continued growth. Moving along to major brands that have been exploring the Web3 world, Nike has striked again. The sportswear giant has recently inaugurated its new concept store in Seoul, South Korea. The store offers a creative and immersive shopping experience for athletic apparel and footwear, and it also includes Nike Rise, an experience that combines digital and physical forms of creative content. Customers will be able to participate in the XR experience thanks to a specialized content studio that supports social media channels and provides tools for immersive studios. This studio is designed for customers, content creators, and product designers. The Nike Style experience also incorporates QR codes, which allows visitors to activate augmented reality experiences on the company's products and art installations. Additionally, visitors can explore gender-neutral clothing designs across the product spectrum. This inauguration comes only a few months after the brand successfully obtained RTFKT, to build hyper-realistic non-fungible tokens with the intention of boosting the fashion sector with immersive clothes and technologies. Another major brand that is finding their way into the metaverse is Disney. The brand has stated that it has begun promoting the growth of innovative digital enterprises by launching the Web3 Accelerator. The Disney Accelerator Program intends to encourage the development of developing technologies that are essential to the metaverse's experiences. These technologies include NFTs, augmented reality, and artificial intelligence solutions. The program provides the companies that it selects with investment funding, support from Disney's top leadership team, a personal devoted executive mentor, and an opportunity to display their real-world technologies at the Walt Disney Studios lot in Burbank, California. And last but not least, the Japanese car manufacturer Nissan also wants a piece of the pie. The brand has introduced its latest campaign by entering the metaverse and using cutting-edge technologies. The campaign presents a stunning, interactive, and enjoyable art experience on mobile, desktop, and VR using a WebXR-enabled browser. Nissan challenged 5 artists to draw the new all-electric Ariya in London, Birmingham, Manchester, Leeds, and Liverpool. The artists contributed their own personal tale in their interpretation of the brief, which was inspired by Ariya's Japanese design. In this new experience, users can scan the QR code to enter Nissan's Metaspace experience and discover the digital and outdoor art. Then, they can explore the electric art landing page. The setting will instantly load with instructions on how to connect 2 electric power leads to open the Art World portal and walk around the electrified metropolis. The Nissan Ariya will drop onto a platform in the center of the room as users investigate each piece of art. Nissan is one of the first automotive brands to explore the metaverse using 2D and 3D VR building blocks to create an immersive creative experience. The ad campaign lasts 2 months, and first Ariya shipments are expected in August. And this is it for the week, my friends, but stay tuned on Linkcast, where we will bring to you the biggest news in the Web3 and NFT world. See you next time. Bye!